You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
This is Radio Belarus International with the latest news on Belarus, briefly about the main events of the day. Lukashenko sends Revolution Day greetings to Egypt. Ambassador Minsk Shindao set an example of interregional cooperation. Belneftehim reports 4.5% increase in oil production in H1 2025. And now about these and other events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
And we start with official events. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has extended greetings to Egypt President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi as the country celebrates Revolution Day. Alexander Lukashenko noted that this event has become a milestone in building a strong and stable state. Modern Egypt continues to promote the unity of the Global South countries, serves as an important mediator in the Middle East region, and is an influential leader on the African continent, the message of greetings reads. Belarus is proud of the exceptional level of relations with Egypt, the president emphasized. Minsk is ready to deepen cooperation with Egyptian partners in developing industrial collaboration, as well as in the areas of food security, science and technology, water purification, medicine and pharmaceuticals. We are interested in the practical implementation of all projects for the benefit of both Egypt's domestic market and third countries. I expect that during our personal meeting in Belarus, we will discuss bilateral and interregional agendas and assess the work of our governments in enhancing trade and economic cooperation, the Belarusian leader stressed. The head of state wished his Egyptian counterpart good health and new achievements, as well as peace and prosperity to the friendly Egyptian people.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
Belarus Minsk and China Shindao are demonstrating how interregional cooperation should develop, aligning with the vision set by the leaders of both countries. Belarus ambassador to China Alexander Shcherbakov said in an interview with Andrei Krivosheyev, chairman of the Belarusian Union of Journalists. Minsk and Shindao have recently signed a memorandum of strengthened partnership ties between the two cities. The document was signed by Minsk Mayor Vladimir Kokharov and Shindao Mayor Zhao Haoji on the sidelines of the Shindao International Friendship Cities Exchange Month Forum. Building on the 2024 agreement establishing a partnership between Minsk and Shindao, the two sides agreed to deepen cooperation in industry, sports, tourism, culture and education. According to Alexander Shcherbakov, during the visit of Minsk's delegation, a working group meeting was organized to result in a list of follow-up measures to advance cooperation. The institutional framework has been established. Now it's time to move toward practical implementation, i.e. business engagement, he said. Beyond the institutional aspects, the agenda was highly practical. Work went on from morning till night. This is the kind of approach all other Belarusian regions should adopt in their cooperation with Chinese provinces, Alexander Shcherbakov added.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
Belarus calls on Lithuania to engage in dialogue to address migration challenges, spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Ruslan Varankov told the media. It was with sincere curiosity that we have read the statements by Lithuanian border chief Mr. Kiselius about so-called fence-climbing courses for migrants on Belarusian territory. While these ideas are undoubtedly original, they raise several questions. Why don't Lithuanian border guards ask the migrants they detain about the exact locations of these alleged training facilities? Belarus is prepared to organize a joint visit to border areas for Mr. Kiselius and his colleagues to verify this information, Ruslan Varankov stated. At the same time, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs recalled that the key problems of the migration crisis lie somewhere else. Why are the Lithuanian authorities still not providing answers regarding the facts of cruel treatment of migrants and not commenting on the role of their own citizens detained for organizing illegal crossings? We call on Lithuanian partners to focus on dialogue, as Belarus has repeatedly proposed, instead of searching for mythical explanations. We, as before, are ready for cooperation based on facts and mutual respect, Ruslan Varankov noted.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
Belarus considers Tanzania an important partner in East Africa. Belarusian Prime Minister Alexander Turchin said during the talks with Prime Minister of the United Republic of Tanzania, Kassim Majaliwa-Majaliwa, in Minsk. Alexander Turchin noted that this is the first visit of such level from Tanzania to Belarus. We regard it as evidence of special attention to the development of Belarusian-Tanzanian relations. I am happy to note the positive dynamics in the development of bilateral relations in recent years, he said. The potential for cooperation is far from exhausted, Alexander Turchin added. The Republic of Belarus considers Tanzania as an important partner in East Africa and is ready to support your country in its aspirations for economic development and prosperity to fully contribute to strengthen our mutually beneficial relations. We are aware of Tanzania's large-scale programs for economic development, agriculture, transport sector, education, and healthcare. We see significant prospects for enhancing cooperation in such areas as mechanical engineering, petrochemicals, medicines, food and military technical industries, as well as tourism, the Belarusian head of government noted.
Radio Belarus, the news review.
Belarus and Tanzania signed four memoranda of understanding across key sectors following talks between Belarusian Prime Minister Alexander Turchin and Prime Minister Kassim Majaliwa-Majaliwa of the United Republic of Tanzania in Minsk. The agreements include a memorandum of understanding and political consultations between the Ministries of Foreign Affairs of the two countries. The parties also concluded a memorandum of understanding between the Ministry of Agriculture and Food of Belarus and Tanzania's Ministry of Agriculture concerning cooperation in agricultural matters. Additionally, the two nations signed a memorandum of understanding between the Education Ministry of Belarus and Tanzania's Ministry of Education, Science and Technology regarding cooperation in education.
Radio Belarus, the news review.
Belarus recorded a 4.5% growth in oil production during the first 6 months of 2025. Chairman of the Belarusian State Concern for Oil and Chemistry, Belneftekhim Concern, Ilya Ikan, told the media following a meeting with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko in Minsk. Ilya Ikan highlighted Belarusneft's consistent achievements in oil extraction over the past several years. This positive trend continues in 2025. In the first 6 months alone, we have achieved a 4.5% increase year-on-year, he noted. Ilya Ikan emphasized that this success stems from the world-class expertise of Belarus neft specialists. This enables the company to ensure effective extraction, consistent production growth, and continuous expansion of both extractable and explored reserves. Today, this proves helpful for Agamal region, where the company mainly operates, and also for the country as a whole.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Science and culture.
The National Academy of Sciences of Belarus and the Russian Academy of Sciences have signed an agreement on cooperation in science. A delegation from the National Academy of Sciences of Belarus led by Chairman of the Presidium Vladimir Kuranik visited Moscow, Russian Federation, where they held talks with President of the Russian Academy of Sciences, Gennady Krasnikov. The parties discussed promising areas and mechanisms of cooperation between the two academies, including in fundamental and applied scientific research in key areas of science and technology development, and collaboration within the International Association of Academies of Sciences. The Russian Academy of Sciences and the National Academy of Sciences of Belarus signed an agreement on cooperation in science.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Finally, some sports issues.
Belarusian athlete Alina Nestorovich has won a silver medal at the European Youth Olympic Festival in Skopje. The Belarusian gained a podium finish in the 10-meter air pistol girls with 375 points. Turkey took gold, Spain picked up bronze. Alina's medal marks Belarus' second podium finish at EYOF in North Macedonia. The day before, Arseniy Livantsov bagged bronze in 10-meter air rifle boys.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese, and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational, and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobarus.by.
Welcome to Belarus. If you ask what Belarus is, we will tell you that this is a country which emerged at the crossroads of history. Numerous ways led through our land, bringing various events and people here. For centuries, winds of epochs shaped the unique image of Belarus. Customs of many nations, traditions of different religions, memories of the great antiquity are all woven into the bright patchwork of our culture, like threads of different colors creating a unique pattern. Belarus is a mix of various cultures, religions, and traditions. Tourists have ample opportunities to get acquainted with numerous time-aged temples and castles, ancient books and national cuisine, folk songs and rituals. Since the olden days, Belarusians have been friendly towards anyone who comes in peace or needs help. For many people of different nationalities, our country has become a second motherland. Having come to Belarus, you will feel like a welcome guest, whether at the lavish table or walking along streets of our towns, visiting landmarks or learning traditional crafts. If your heart is open, you'll hear this beautiful and harmonic chord called Belarus. Welcome. Music Box.
You're listening to Radio Belarus.
Music Box.
Остров любви, где мы будем счастливы.